Yeah, we're going to start off with some football this hour. Bafana Bafana boss Hugo Bruce is very unhappy with the situation that has seen Patrick Tito Masanganye miss or leave the Bafana Bafana camp ahead of two crucial World Cup qualifiers against Lesotho and Benin. Now, Bruce was addressing the media at the ranch resort outside Polokwane ahead of those two qualifiers. Now, the match between South Africa and Lesotho will take place at the new Peter Mokaba Stadium on Friday, the 21st of March. The kickoff will be at 6 p.m. Bruce troops are in Group C of the World Cup qualifiers alongside Rwanda, Benin, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and Lesotho. The problem that he has is that he claims that Umaswanga should have never played against Sundowns. He should have never been in the team because he understands that he was injured. He has since pulled out of everything and made sure that he's not in the squad. So it's going to be very interesting to see who they call up. I do believe that Thabo Chauke from Kaizer Chiefs has been called up to the squad and will be replacing Tito Masanganye. But remember, Bafana Bafana in second place in that group and need to keep winning and qualify for the World Cup. Number one in the group qualifies automatically into the World Cup. It's that simple. There are no calculators, there are no nothing. If you're number one, you qualify for the World Cup. So good luck there for Bafana. Bafana should qualify quite easily, but we'll see with that one. It was another epic night in the FNB Varsity Cup, which saw some very close encounters in the Johannesburg Derby. UJ beating Wits 32-24. UP Ticks too strong for the Eagles in a 26-17 victory. Shimlers snuck home in the Bloem Derby against CUT to win 16-9. And then wild scenes in Stillies between Marties and UCT, 24 all on the clock, the last move of the game.
Here we go again. Mikhail Fulmord will feed the scrum. Marty's got some go forward last time. This time there's none. Fulmord has options right and left. Once again, he sends it to the match winner. He sensationalizes Stellenbosch with a try at the death to snatch victory from the clutches of a draw.
Yeah, so massive win there for Marty's. Former Tottenham boss Harry Redknapp says he wouldn't be surprised if current manager Ange Postecoglou is sacked at the end of the season. They look set for a bottom half finish in the Premier League, with him currently 14th in the table. And he says they must win the Europa League if Postecoglou is set to remain in his role. Rory McIlroy is a champion once again. He secured his second PGA Tour title of the year by winning the Players' Championship in a three-hole playoff yesterday.